Hello world! Welcome to the Voice of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Gary Adkins, and it is a privilege to have you tuning in with us, whether it's by podcast or radio around the world. We are delighted to have you tuning in, and we have a special word for you today concerning what is going on in our world. Today is November the 14th, 2016, and they're telling us that tonight, when you pierce out that window, you will see a moon that is closer to you than it's been since 1948. And I believe there's some spiritual significance there because it was the year in 1948 when the nation of Israel, May 14th to be exact, became a nation. They were born in one day according to the prophecy of Isaiah 66 and verse 8. And of course, we know that the nation of Israel, Jerusalem in particular, is the apple of God's eye. Israel is the people of God, and we understand from Bible prophecy that everything prophetic points back to the nation of Israel and God's relationship to them. In the last days that we see the Battle of Armageddon, we see the 7 years of tribulation, we see the Antichrist coming upon the scene in the Middle East. And all of this, the Bible says in the prophet Jeremiah, that it will be the time of Jacob's trouble. Jacob, of course, his name was changed to Israel. And God is showing His people, the nation of Israel, during this time of tribulation, that He, Jehovah, Yeshua, Messiah, is God Almighty, and that He is completely in control as long as you place your faith in Him. And that's true for your life today. But I want to read to you from Genesis chapter 1, verse 14. Call up somebody and tell them to tune in with you to hear the Voice of Power broadcast that God has a word for them in due season right now. Genesis chapter 1, verse 14 says these words, "And God said," and that's enough right there, isn't it? "God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs." Underline that word signs right there, very important. What's a sign? Well, the moon. Let it be for a sign and for seasons and for days and years. So the lights that we see, whether it be the sun by day or the lesser light, the moon by night, is to be for signs and seasons. And I believe that that moon will see tonight shining bright in the midnight sky, giving praise unto God as it shines forth in splendor and in power, is significant for our day and our hour right now. Well, the moon has been in play for the past 2 years, for on April 15th, 2014, there was a total lunar eclipse, which was the first of four consecutive total eclipses in a series known as a tetrad, or the four blood moons. A second one took place on October the 8th of 2014, and a third one on April 4th, 2015, and of course the remaining one took place just last year, on September the 27th of 2015. Very significant in the prophetic time calendar of Almighty God. And I will read to you the words of Jesus Christ from Luke chapter 21 and verse 8. And He's talking about the signs of His return. And of course, He said these things would happen leading up to the return of Christ, the rapture of the church, and then of course the 7 years of tribulation, Daniel's 70th week that shall come upon the nation of Israel. And then the culmination of that would be the return of Jesus Christ for His glorious second coming, when the Bible says He shall come and set His foot upon the Mount of Olives, and it shall cleave asunder, and He will destroy the armies of the Battle of Armageddon and save His people Israel, and set up a 1,000-year kingdom upon this earth for which He will rule as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I get excited just thinking about it right now, knowing that during that time, Jesus Christ will be King of all the earth, a theocracy. And my friend, I'm telling you, it'll be good days. It'll be wonderful days. Holiness unto the Lord, the Bible says. But in Luke 21, Jesus tells His disciples concerning the last days what would happen. And I think we as the body of Christ should heed these instructions, heed these warnings from the Lord Himself. Verse 8 of Luke 21, "And He said, take heed that you be not deceived, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ. And the time draweth near. Go ye not therefore after them. But when you shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified, for these things must first come to pass. But the end is not by and by," or the end is not quite here yet, but these are the signs that it's up ahead. And we've seen commotion in our country and around the world in this past year. commotion everywhere, leadership, calamity, malady, malfunction in leadership around the world. Look at what's going on in Syria with Assad. Look at what's going on in Iran. Look at the deals we've made with them that have been totally beyond the character of the United States. Look what's taking place in our country with this election that has just passed. What is happening in the world? Well, Jesus is about to return. And I hope you're ready to meet the Lord. I hope you are in a place where you have confessed your sins. You have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Master. And if you have, it's time to start praying for your families, your children, your spouses, your friends, your neighbors, your co-workers. And pray that God pours out His Spirit upon the remnant people, which I believe these moons, and the moon we see tonight is significant of that. I really do. And we're going to dive into the Scriptures and see that in just a moment. But Jesus continues on in verse number 10 of Luke 21. And He said, "Then said He unto them, Nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom." And verse 11, I want you to pay attention to this. "And great earthquakes shall be in divers places." I want you to notice just in the past year, January the 3rd, India was struck with an earthquake of a magnitude greater than 6. And February the 6th, Taiwan was hit with an earthquake. In April 15th, Japan was hit with a devastating earthquake. And just the very next day, Ecuador had a 7.8 magnitude earthquake. Think about this. And then on I believe August the 24th, Italy was hit with an earthquake. And then, of course, September the 10th, Tanzania was hit with a mighty earthquake of 6.2, I believe, in magnitude. And then just in this past weekend, as I'm speaking, New Zealand was hit with a great magnitude earthquake where people have lost their lives. Jesus said these things would happen. And He goes on to say, "In famines and pestilences and fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven." Notice He says famines and pestilences. There will be diseases. Ebola has taken the continent of Africa by storm, and it has been passed throughout different places around the world. And we see these things happening and taking place. How about the Zika virus with the women who conceived in pregnancy, how they are affected by this virus throughout the world? Think about it. And then He said fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. And remember Genesis 1:14, He said, "The light, the sun by day, the moon by night shall be used for signs and for seasons." I believe we're seeing signs even now. Jump down to verse 25 of Luke 21. And Jesus said, "And there shall be signs in the sun and the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations and perplexity." Perplexity means problems with no solutions to them. "And the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up, and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh." Hallelujah! Oh, I get excited thinking about it, because I see the signs in the heavens. I see nation rising against nation. I see earthquakes in divers places. I see men's hearts failing them for fear, and I pray for them that they would come to the knowledge of the cross of Jesus Christ. But all of these things point to the Lord Jesus Christ coming back to this earth. Can I tell you that in this world, nothing will get better, but things will get worse. You hear this preacher today. I know we've had an election in America, and a lot of our country is excited about what's taking place, but I'm telling you, things will get worse in this world. Jesus said they would, but I'm looking for Him. He said, "When you see these things, lift up your head, because your redemption draweth nigh." Hallelujah. And Jesus is about to return. So when I see that super moon tonight, I'm just thinking in my heart, He's about to return. And I'm not saying He's coming back tonight. He could. He could come back during this broadcast, and that would be all right by me. But I want you to be ready to meet the Lord. I want you to hear me today. Maybe you're living a lifestyle of sin. Maybe you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior. Maybe you've never acknowledged that Jesus Christ is God, that He literally walked this earth in human flesh, that He died upon a cross, and on that cross He took your sins upon His own body, and the sins of the whole world becoming the sacrifice for our sin. and the substitute in death. And then he resurrected 3 days and 3 nights later, only to become the Redeemer of mankind. Hallelujah. And because he lives, you can live today. I want you to be reminded of that. Wherever you are right now hearing this broadcast, you can accept Jesus Christ by just simply saying, Lord, I confess my sin. And I believe on you that you are the Savior of the world. And my friend, he will change your life just as sure as I'm speaking to you today. You know, the Bible doesn't stop there. If you go to Joel chapter 2, if you turn there in your Bible, the prophet Joel of the Old Testament, he said these words in Joel 2:28, and this is concerning not only Jewish people, but Gentiles and the world. Anybody that will call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved and can experience the power of the Holy Spirit. Joel 2:28 says these words, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out of my Spirit. And he goes on to say, and I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood. Think about that. They called the 4 blood moons that we've seen since 2015, of April 15th of 2014, rather. The 4 blood moons, what they call the tetrad, they called them blood moons. Notice what Joel says here. And the moon shall be turned into blood before the great and the terrible day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Today is your day. We've seen the signs in the heavens. Joel said, I will pour out my Spirit. God said through Joel, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. God has poured out His Spirit. He did it on the day of Pentecost. He did it at the turn of the 20th century during the Azusa Street Revival and the Pentecostal Revival that swept this nation and has since swept the world. And I believe we're going to get the latter rain before Jesus returns. I believe He's going to pour out His Spirit upon His church. And I believe the glory of the Lord shall cover the earth like the waters cover the sea. I believe the signs that we've seen in the heavens, nation rising against nation, earthquakes in divers places, the famines, the pestilences, the blood moons that we've seen in the tetra, the moon that we'll see tonight, November the 14th, 2016, closer than it's been since 1948, the year that Israel became a nation. I believe it's a sign. I believe it's a sign that Jesus Christ is calling you today by the power of His Spirit. And He said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. What has you bound today? Is it drugs? Is it an addiction? Is it alcoholism? Is it money? Are you chasing the almighty dollar? Has your job taken over your life and you've neglected your family and your children? What has you captive today? And I reiterate the words that Jesus declared in Matthew 16 and verse 26. He said, what shall a man gain if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? What have you sold out today, brother? Sister, what have you sold out? Jesus Christ is calling you today. And He's calling you to the foot of the cross. Hallelujah. Answer the call. I feel in my spirit that somebody hearing me right now, you want to accept Jesus Christ, just throw up your hands right where you are. Or if you're driving a car, just open up your heart to God right now. And say, Lord, I confess I'm a sinner. And I confess that I believe that you raised Jesus Christ from the dead. And I confess with my mouth, Jesus as Savior. And I believe with my heart that He's the Lord of my life. And if you simply prayed that prayer right there, right now, God saved you. And He's delivered you, as He said here in Joel 2, verse 32. Hallelujah. You know, I believe there's a remnant today. I don't only believe there's a remnant of Jews who will be regathered back to Israel for the last days and for the outpouring of the Spirit during the tribulation period. But I also believe there's a remnant right now of Jew and Gentile alike, not only in America but throughout the world, who God is going to refresh and bring a spiritual awakening to in this last day. Heed the words of Christ today. See the signs in the heavens. And realize that Jesus Christ is coming again. And accept Him today by faith. And believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. You say, well, what does it mean to be saved? It means to be saved from yourself. Because each and every one of us, ladies and gentlemen, were born into this thing called sin. You know what sin is? It's not just acts of sin. You know, we want to think about drinking or adultery or fornication or lying, stealing. And those are acts of sin. But there's a root in your heart that causes you to do all of these things. And that is your heart is desperately wicked and deceitful above all things. It's called pride, self-centeredness. He wants to save you from who you are. And we're all born into this thing called sin. Psalm 51 verse 5, the psalmist declared, "Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." But Romans 6:23 bears out these words, "The wages of sin is death." Ladies and gentlemen, separation from God, the sin of Adam and Eve, was handed down to you and I. And because of that, we will face death unless we accept the sacrifice for those sins. Because what Jesus Christ did, He came to this world, born of a virgin, and He lived a perfect, sinless life, and He had the blood of God in His veins. And when He died upon the cross, He shed that blood as an atonement for you and I. Leviticus 17:11 says, "The life of the flesh is in the blood." And God says, "I have given it to you upon the altar of atonement to make an atonement for your souls," because it is the blood that makes an atonement for the soul. And the blood of God, the blood of Jesus Christ, was shed to atone, to bring you at one-ment and in unity with God today. And He's calling you. He's calling you to the cross. You may not understand everything I'm saying, but the Holy Spirit is working on your heart. And that's Him bringing you to God through Jesus Christ. Just accept Him today. I feel this in my heart so very strong right now, that you want to come to Jesus Christ. And I want to lead you to Him right now. Just say, "Forgive me of my sin. I confess I'm a sinner. And I believe Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. And I accept you today, Jesus, by faith." Amen. Friend, if you prayed that prayer, you are born again, saved from yourself, and transformed by the power of God. I want to hear from you. I want you to write to me at P.O. Box 272, Bethania, North Carolina, 27010. I want to hear from you. If you'd rather send me an email, you can go to voiceofpower.org, and there's a link for an email, and you can send that to me, and I'll read it and respond to it and covenant with you to believe God to use you in this last day to do what I've just done for you, and that's evangelize you. That's bring you to the cross and reveal to you who Jesus Christ is. So remember tonight, November the 14th, 2016, look out your window, or if you're driving down the road, pull back that sunroof and look up at that bright beaming light and realize that it's a sign from God that He is who He says He is, and He will do exactly what He said He would do. And He's coming again, soon and very soon. And even so, come, Lord Jesus. Well, that's all the time we have for today on the Voice of Power broadcast. But I want to say that I have enjoyed sharing God's Word with you, and so delighted that you tuned in. So until next time, always remember, the just shall live by faith. God bless you.